Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Women Patriots. And we might have this an early night because I don't see a whole lot of people here in the chat room tonight. So, but I just thought, as I'm watching over the news events, and we have this actor that's on Two and a Half Men, which I myself have never watched because I thought it was just plain filth. But apparently the Angus Jones, who plays the 19-year-old, has been converted to a Seventh-day Adventist, and he's telling people not to watch his show. It's filth. He's kind of locked in for another year with his contract. This was good. We need to get this stuff out there. The more people that actually stand up for what is good and what is right, that's going to be better for our country. Because obviously right now we're in a serious situation. But in that same line of events, they want to eliminate God. And you look around and there's two teenagers that were killed as they were breaking into this man's home. And he shot them and he'd been robbed before. And there everybody's saying what good kids they were. But they had drug problems. Well, I'm telling you, if they're good kids, they aren't breaking and entering into other people's homes, and they're not stealing from other people. Good kids don't do that, okay? If they're good kids, they help their neighbors. They don't go in to rob him, and they wouldn't be dead. But instead, they've arrested this guy in Minnesota, and they're going to try him for murder because he used excessive force. We have got to get ourselves back on the correct path. And, you know, even if you don't believe in God, you don't have to believe in God. But there are some basic rules of humanity, moral rules. And basically, we can find most of these in the Ten Commandments. And even if you don't believe God, you skip out the first one, first couple of them that talk about God. But you go down and it says, honor thy father and mother. Now, how is this a wrong thing? How is this a bad thing? It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a good lesson that we can all live by and all of us learn from. Honor thy father and mother. What is wrong with that statement? Atheist, demon lover, I don't care what you love, what you think. Everyone should honor their father and mother. And if we did this, we'd have a much better world. Not just that, it's thou shalt not kill or murder. Really? That's just common sense. Yeah, this is a Ten Commandment from God. And why did he have to give us this? Because there's people out there killing people for drug money and killing people in gangs just for no good reason at all. Whereas if they were taught in their lives that killing is wrong, we don't kill people. At least not, outside of a war zone, because as God did say, there is a time for war. Thou shalt not commit adultery. This means be faithful to your spouses. How can that be bad? That is not a bad thing, and it prevents a lot of anguish for kids, a lot of anguish for people. It actually, prevents diseases. I mean, these are just common sense things. Thou shalt not steal. Well, that's pretty obvious. Although now stealing and cheating seem to be the norm because we have become our moral compass has been deteriorated in this country. And and it's been done by design. It just hasn't happened. It says, you shall not bear false witness against thy neighbor. So you shouldn't lie. Okay, that's pretty self-evident. And my favorite, thou shalt not covet. And many probably don't know what covet means. It means that you don't, just because somebody else has something, you shouldn't want it for yourself. And this really applies in today's society when they're saying, take it from the rich and give it to me. Okay, they're coveting. They're coveting money that somebody else worked hard to make and that somebody else made their own, and they want it for themselves. That's coveting, okay? And it's wrong. It's not, even if you didn't believe in God, that's not right. If you did not earn it, it is not yours. It is not yours to have. It is not yours to take. Anybody wants to call in, feel free to call me at 718-305-7176. We're always willing to take your calls and talk about what's going on in the news today. I guess they finally got Susan Rice to come before the Congress and talk. Don't know a whole lot about what went on, except that the congressmen that were in on the session have more questions now than they have answers. And she said she didn't mean to deliberately lie to the people of the United States. Oh, give me a break. You know, she's either incompetent because she should have been privileged to what was going on in the daily briefings, or she lied, one or the other. And they need to keep going with this. They need to get Obama. I guess Hillary is going to be in there soon. Some more lies for them to actually jiggle through. And the people who are saying this is nothing do not realize the seriousness of a U.S. ambassador being killed overseas. You know, this is an act of war. And it was responded to how? Let's blame a video and let's lie to the people and tell them that it's all a result of a video. And the people just kind of got upset because of a video. Well, folks, it was not a video. It's so much more. So much more. And not only did it occur and then they covered it up. And we need to find out why they covered it up. We need to keep talking about Benghazi. The first time in 33 years that an ambassador has been killed, and yet you're not seeing this in the news. They're telling the Republicans to let it go. The election's over. This is how ignorant these people are. They made it about the election when they said Romney shouldn't have apologized. It's not about the election. It's about incompetence. It's about bad foreign policy. It's about lying and covering. And this is an impeachable offense. We have an act of war with no response from this administration whatsoever. And it's not going to go away. They want it to go away, but it's not going to go away. We're not going to let it slide quietly into the night. But also, we need to be vigilant because they're right now, Rick Santorum has a site at Patriot Voices. You may not like Rick Santorum. You don't have to like Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum is basically a good man. He's one of the few candidates that has not gone away. And he's formed a foundation called Patriot Voices where they're still bringing attention to the issues that are occurring and the problems. And there is a United Nations Treaty for Disabilities that the United States is contemplating joining, which if it does, will take rights away from parents. And Rick had not only has a petition on his website, also the number to call for to call your senator is 202, I think it's 244-3121. Call your senators and tell them to vote against the UN Treaty for Disability. We do not need to give up the sovereignty of this country to the United Nations. That is part of the agenda. And I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir here, but we have to be vigilant and we have to stay on top of these things. And so if you have not, you know, already, you need to call and let them know where you stand on this issue. And this is just one of many issues. We have Harry Reid in the Senate who is now trying to stop the filibuster. Well, if you stop the filibuster, it means whatever party's in charge can do whatever they feel like, and that's what they're trying to do because they're trying to bring about the downfall of this nation as fast and as quickly as they can. So we as patriots need to stay vigilant. We need to be aware of what's going on around us. We need to call people out. Get this one. This is great. The Black Caucus in Washington is afraid that Jesse Jackson's seat will go to a white person. Racist! Racist! Who cares if it goes to a white woman? That is racist. And yet they accuse the Republican Party of being racist, and the Black Caucus is worried that Jesse Jackson's seat is going to go to a white person. Now, who, I ask you again, who is stirring up racial tensions in this country? You know, it is not the Republicans, despite what the news media tells you and what the Obama administration claims. Guess what? Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell were the last two Secretary of States under the Republican administration. I hate to point this out to you people, but neither one of them was white, okay? So when they are just agreeing to Suzanne Rice as the ambassador or the Secretary of State, there is more than her race involved or her sex. It's about being competent to fill the job. It's about the fact that she lied to the American people when she talked about this Benghazi being a video 4 days after the event, when we all knew it wasn't a video. And there's been some other things also in her past. She's been known to call people names and not really diplomatic material. So when the media tries to tell you they need to leave her alone, it's all racist, they're full of baloney. Again, if you want to call in and join the discussion, the call-in number 718-305-7176. And we can talk about anything you want to talk about, anything that's out there on the platter going around. But really, really encouraging people to call about this United Nations shenanigans going on, because that is actually on the agenda for bringing about one world order, which we do not want. And then we have Egypt. Egypt is they have protests and rioting going on. And I honestly think this is a good thing because, you know, we've all been upset with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And it seems that the people also are upset with this. So they have actually taken to the streets and are protesting in the streets by the hundreds of thousands. And it's a good thing, except the fact that we have such instability in the Middle East and we have no leadership in our government willing to address any of that. Yes, I see, Barb, you're emailing your senators. I've been sending so many petitions that they're probably getting sick of them. But Ronald Reagan actually said back in the 60s that you should call your representative. And if you don't get the results you want, call them again. And if you still don't get the results you want, call them again. So we really, really need to keep this up because this is our avenue to tell them, no, we don't want to go that way. And that's not what we voted you into place for. So I'm going to quickly just play a song here and give my voice a little rest before we move on. So. Free, and that was a song that Mitt Romney was using in his campaign. And, you know, we have to wonder if we're going to keep that actually for our children. You know, have we failed for our future generations? Have we failed our children? You know, are we going to fail them? It's not over yet. What we have to do is we have to stand up and we have to make ourselves heard. And we have to say, no, you're not taking our freedoms away and you're not taking our country away. We do not want socialism here. If I wanted socialism, I would go live in Europe. Which brings me to another point. I was reading today that they, you know, have bestiality in Europe, where they actually have a pimp that pimps out these animals. I mean, this is where we go when we lose our moral compass, when we lose our virtues that our founding fathers talked about. They all talked about it, that, you know, our Constitution was written for a moral and a virtuous people. And again, you know, that we have lost our compass because we still outnumber these people. If you look at the map, you know, if you look at the voters who didn't vote, we still outnumber the people. But the only way we're going to get back in control is to make a lot of noise, whether it be through emailing, calling, taking to the streets in peaceful manner, whatever it takes. You know, we need to do that to be heard. So if anybody's listening, wants to call in, got anything you want to talk about, the number is 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. We will take your calls on the air and we can discuss these things. But it was interesting on my Twitter feed, I was seeing how, I know we talked a little bit about this last week, but there was a woman on here was saying how, you know, if you're a strong and independent woman today, they actually ridicule you. And this is against everything that women fought so hard for in this country. The right to vote, you know, because men didn't think that women had the brains to vote. They didn't think we were smart enough. And after this election, I'm beginning to think they may have been right, because obviously people are being manipulated, but it's not just women, but they're being manipulated by their emotions. And instead of looking at who really supports women, you know, who respects women, what women respect themselves, and where are those women situated at? It's not going to be in, you're not going to find that in the Democratic Party. So you're going to find that in the independents and in the Republican Party, because again, because of our moral values and our moral compass. But we can be mothers, we can be businessmen, we can be president, we can be vice president, if they would only let us. And let's talk about the height of hypocrisy. You know, the Democratic Party lauding themselves on, you know, how they're not racist, and yet the two races that they put the most money into was the one against Alan West in Florida, to take him out against a white man, and against Mia Love in Utah, again, a white man. And they did this because it isn't to them, it's not about, it's about the agenda. It has nothing to do with race. They use the racism to keep their base up, angry and energized. But they truly are the ones that are the racists in this country. So I know you're sitting out there, Barbara. You could call in and help me out. I don't know where Billy is tonight. She didn't. I haven't seen her yet. I don't know if she's on Facebook or anything. And I've been babysitting for my nephew and niece, so I haven't had a whole lot of time to kind of scope out what's going on around the world today, besides these you know, protests in Egypt. And they had Susan Rice in to talk about. But we need people like this Angus T. Jones coming out, and now it says he's apologizing for bashing the show. Well, you know what? Stand by your principles. If you think the show is filth, it's filth. Again, that's talking about Two and a Half Men. Another one I wasn't too thrilled myself with was Desperate Housewives. You know, they had this big thing
about women running around and cheating with everybody else. You know, it's no wonder that we have no moral values in this country. These are the kind of shows that, you know, our children are watching. That 70s show, you know, and they're laughing, and it's all about having sex, you know, while you're in high school. There is, the media has so badly infiltrated our children's minds and their morals and their values, as well as not just our children, but a lot of children and adults even, you know, that are watching this. We need to not watch these things, you know, these shows that are actively promoting values that aren't close to our own. And I know most every show has them. And I'm going to take this call here. So, hi, 919, you're on the air.
It's me. Hi, Brenda.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm getting a little hoarse, as you can tell.
I hear that. Yeah.
Myself here, but, you know, otherwise I'm doing all right.
I was just typing to Joanne because she said she's having audio problems.
Okay.
And I did earlier, so give me a second to, I want to tell her to refresh, and if she's still having problems, to use default player.
Yeah, I don't know why sometimes you have to do that, but you've got to get your default player going sometimes just to hear.
that's actually the problem I had earlier when I first logged on.
Yeah. So what do you got to add tonight? I you know, the news is kind of, we got this fiscal cliff, which I vacillate between letting them go and going with them. And I don't, you know, at this point, I really don't care what they do. You know,
I'm so at a point where I want to go up there and just show them that I can be a raving lunatic.
Yeah. We could do that.
Because I am so sick and tired of the backhanded crap that this administration is handing us.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really bugging the crap out of me. Like, how many bills does Harry Reid have out there now? I mean, that's what I was kind of looking up, too. You know, he's got, they have a lot of the UN.
Oh, yeah, treaties. They want to start pushing those through.
Right, right.
And, it's like, no.
And, you know, yeah. Obama's just said, you know, he said he's going to go around Congress to get his way.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Just, you know, not go around Congress. All he does is run around and make speeches. He doesn't ever sit down and try to work out a solution. I don't think you know, besides his first month in office, has he done any of that?
Actually, what I had heard today was, what I heard today is that on Black Friday, they decided what they were promising about the housing and the loan, they were going to help tell the banks, you know, lower that a little bit and let up on the restrictions. As they turn around and on Black Friday, they said they weren't going to do it.
Hmm.
They're going to leave everything where it is right now. So,
yeah.
Lie number one right now. And we're not even a month. Oh, yeah. We're not even a month into it.
Yeah. And he hasn't even. It's crazy. Like I said, at this point, I'm debating between whether do we go, you know, Galt.
Oh, my husband said, no, it's not number one. Lie. It's like four or five in the past, what is it, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
No, I know. One after another. It's crazy. And this bit about how you look how big and strong he was. He come out for Susan Rice. You want to mess with her? You got to talk to me. They're trying to make it like she's some kind of victim in this, like she didn't voluntarily pick herself out in public and tell basically lies. We know it's a lie. We knew it was a lie. Yeah, go ahead.
And she knew it was a lie too.
Yeah, I have no doubt. How can you not know it's a lie if you're in that position of power that she was in?
I had heard too was that she sits in on the same meetings that Obama is supposed to sit in on.
Yeah,
the brief,
which he doesn't.
Because she's well, he doesn't.
Yeah,
but did she? So she was well aware of what was going on.
Yeah, and if she wasn't, why wasn't she? You know. And yet these liberal media trying to protect her and say, oh, they're, you know, McCain is stupid and, you know, no people. And I've even had people on Twitter like, the election's over, what do you care? It's like, they have no clue. 33 years since an ambassador was killed. 33 years. This is a foreign policy issue. This is a national security issue. And this cover-up is probably treasonous. You know, I want to know what was going on. I want to know why you didn't tell us the truth. I want to know why they didn't have the security they asked for months in advance. They wanted just to keep the security they had, and they pulled that security in August. I want to know why, and I want to know who made the call.
They're trying to blame the Republicans and the money.
Oh, it's not, but it was,
but it had nothing to do with that.
Right, yeah. And anybody tries to tell you that, you say, well, that's why they bought a Chevy Volt and built a recharging station in, you know, Australia or where Austria embassy because they didn't have money. And even the lady that was for the State Department said it wasn't because of the money. It had nothing to do with
the
money. And this is the narrative they'll try to drive home. It's the money, it's the money. No, it's not. It's actually his policy and I believe I had read, you know, Hillary Clinton, they agreed to try to keep a low profile because they've got this conception that if we keep a low profile then everybody's gonna play nice in the Middle East. And it's like, no, it's not going to work, you know.
Right.
What we're seeing now is the result of what would be a Ron Paul foreign policy, and it's a foreign policy of we're going to step back and just let you deal with everything, and it's not going to work, and it doesn't work because these people only recognize strengths, you know. You only keep them in check with fear. I read today Iran's getting closer and closer and it looks like it's going to be some kind of huge nuclear bombing kind of facility. But,
all the riots and everything that's going on over in Egypt now.
Yeah.
That
media
is not covering.
Oh, it's not a big deal. Surprise, surprise, because, you know, Obama's, you know, God, and, you know, his foreign policy is wonderful, and the Middle East is all stable.
Sick.
Isn't that sickening? Can you believe somebody would say that? How can you?
And, you know, do you know, how do you, and this is what, I don't know what to do. This is part of what I don't know what to do. Like, that is very offensive to me, of what he said. Where am I going to go? You know how everybody's, well, the lame street media will be post everything all over the place of how offensive that was, to a point where they'll shame that person into apologizing.
Right.
But we don't do that for people like this.
Right, when it's something that you really need to apologize for. Because there's such a double standard in the media and in their reporting, you know. Yeah, and we see this in the way they treat Republican women versus, you know, somebody like a Sandra Fluke, you know.
Right. Oh, God. She's up for, like, person of the year or some crap
that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's like, and because of why? Because she wants her birth control paid for by the, you know, government, which is basically us. And they don't, people don't even understand that basic concept when they say, oh, we want the government to pay our money. We are the government.
That's what, you know, people, and you're right, Rhonda, people don't understand that. They're like, oh, the government pays. Well, who do you think? Where do you think the government gets their money from?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's your tax dollars. Well, I don't care. It's not coming out of my pocket. That's what somebody told me when I was in a class.
Yeah.
She was like, well, I'm here on a whatever she got, a Pell Grant probably. And I'm like, do you work? She goes, well, yeah. I said, well, it's really not for free. This is your tax dollars paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not coming out of my pocket.
And this is so stupid because I saw this also on Twitter, one of these elderly gentlemen. He says, we're not the ones going to be paying for it. He was talking to somebody who was under 30. It's like, you guys are going to pay for this. This is going to be your problem. You know, this is a problem of our kids and our grandkids because they are the ones that are going to have to try to pay this back if we survive through this mess. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's insane. And they don't understand that either. And this one was like, oh, really? You know, it's like, yeah, really? You people are going to have to, you kids are the ones that are going to have to pay this back. This is why it becomes a moral issue, because we're leaving this on the backs of our children. I think we should just go over the cliff and be done with it and stop this stupid rhetoric. I say that on one hand, and then on the other hand, you think, well, I don't know. You know, at this point, we just got to try to keep this country sovereign enough, you know, to get it back. And I'm hoping we can do this without some kind of civil uprising, you know.
Well, I don't know that that's going to happen, because I really, honestly, I see, I've been getting real involved with the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
And I'm really seeing history repeating itself right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way out is to get out of town, basically.
Right, which is where you see, you know.
We'll have a them and an us.
Yes, and it's not as bad as it looks, because if you look at the state map of the red and the blue is heavily concentrated in the cities. So there are a lot of us all over the country, so it's not like the people are not there. But you just hate to see it come down to that. You know, I was reading Rick Santorum's American Patriot books, and he was just talking about the unsung heroes of the Revolutionary Wars, the people that just wanted to be involved because the freedom was so important. Freedom is that important that they were willing to give up their money, their lives, everything they had to fight for that freedom from England, you know, from the tyrannical rule of you don't have a say, you do what we tell you to, we don't care, and they just keep taxing and taxing and taking your money and forcing you to do what they want you to do. The similarity is, as I was kind of reading it last week on my show from the Declaration, my brain just died. Yeah, from the Declaration of Independence, where they were listing their grievances. And there's seven or eight of them that could be today. We have the same grievances. And Harry Reid's kind of scaring me, too. Now, that man is something evil. I just don't know if we have enough guts up there on Capitol Hill to fight him, you know, to not let him get away with what he's attempting to do in the Senate. And it's all about taking more control, you know, getting more power and more control for the Democratic agenda. So, yeah, It's like, oh.
I know. You have a big fight ahead of us, and I know that.
I know. Go ahead.
I'm actually supposed to meet up with Wild Bill.
Okay.
Hopefully Thursday. He didn't call me back or email me back yet, but he's here in the Raleigh area.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to meet up with him and get some direction.
Yeah, about what do we do? Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, like you were saying, too, we talk about it all the time. We all really know what we want to do and what needs to get done, but it's a matter of putting it all together and getting it done.
Right. Because, like, I don't know about you, but most of the people around me, they aren't even aware that these things are going on.
No.
You know?
Because they're not interested in politics.
Right, and they just go about their everyday lives and oblivious to what's happening in Washington. And
mm-hmm.
so, like here in my county, we're very, fortunately, I live in a red state, Indiana, and my county is one of the most conservative counties in the state. And
mm-hmm.
so, but, you know, if I go out there and start talking about, you know, they're going to look at me like I'm some kind of alarmist. So it's kind of like, how do we go about, you know, making this difference in our area. Obviously, I Twitter, I Facebook, I do this blog talk, and I'm signing petitions right and left. You know, one guy last week on Michael's show was trying to say, well, you just gave them your phone number and everything. It's like, when I bought my rifle, I had to give them my phone number. You know?
Right, right. They're going to have it anyway, you know.
All the petitions you sign,
they've already got your name and number.
Right,
so if
and if you voted,
to,
they got
if they
you.
They want us bad enough, right, exactly. They want us bad enough,
come get me.
Bring it on.
Bring it on, you know, because then we can make loud noises, you know, and people might actually listen. So, but I did read a couple places where the FBI is actually going to be maybe investigating some of the machines that supposedly were changing votes in Maryland. They locked up two of the machines because one of the I think one of the congressmen themselves tried to vote on it, and it changed his vote. So he had them lock up the machine,
wow.
And they're supposed to have the FBI check it out. But you know how that is. It may or may not come through. It would be nice if they could figure that out, but I'm not going to count on it because, you know, we're dealing with a very, very corrupt machine.
I know, and, you know, that's what pisses me off, because we really don't have much to do about it or say about it.
Right.
We kick back and nothing, you know, we want something done, and you know it's on the back burner because their agenda's up there.
Right.
They're not going to deal with us.
Yeah, and here's the problem here is that we're so spread out.
Yeah.
You know, the United States is a big place.
Right.
And to really be effective, the people we would want to protest are in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
And so we're all kind of stuck in our individual states, you know, without that, because there's millions of us, Barbara. There's just so many of us. You know, if we could all just get together in one spot, it would be a tremendous statement. But it's, you know, the logistics of it is not always good for everybody because financial or whatever, family, whatever, just different reasons why it's very, very hard for us to get together and make these big protests happen like that.
Right.
But we may have to. I'm just, you know, I'm seeing, you know, people talking about that kind of thing and, you know, maybe trying to arrange some things. But right now I'm just trying to, you know, make my voice heard through the internet. We obviously got holidays coming up, family time and all that stuff. So people are juggling those things. But we can't be silent anymore. That we definitely cannot do. So
exactly.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah, this is the incompetence. We've either got extreme incompetence in our national security, or we've got people who are
but most people
scaring
don't even
me. Care. I know. Yeah, that's
don't even care.
Or yeah, and they don't know. They have no idea. And then these people that are against Israel, oh my goodness, where did this come from? You know, that Israel is the bad guy. They're the bad guy. And they're trying to take, yeah, and they're trying to take over all the land. Pull up a map and look how much land Israel has. You know,
mm-hmm.
And Israel's not the one that's initiating these squabbles that are going on. You know, they're protecting their people daily from these crazy people.
Right.
The terrorists.
During a ceasefire.
But again, this administration has been friendly to the terrorists.
Yeah.
You know, because he won't call them terrorists, Barbara. He won't call them a terrorist. He won't call it a terrorist attack. He has yet to say that. And why? Why won't he call it that? And of course, you and I know.
He's probably his cousin.
You and I know. But you know, you can't, if you start talking like that to people in your everyday lives, they're just like, oh, you're losing it. But
paranoid, yeah. You're paranoid.
And it's like, no, but here, look, read this. Just read it to yourself and see if that is not what's happening. And that's what I find most frustrating, because I try not to go too far, because I don't want people to think, and they label us crazy anyway. We're crazy anyway. We're right wing nuts and we're crazy. But, you know, you don't want to add fuel to the fire. You want to make sure everything you said you back up with, you know,
with facts,
information. And
sorry.
Go ahead. That's a problem.
I get that all the time at work. Well, what do you get your news from? Fox News? Well, not just Fox News.
Yeah, but
they all think that Fox News is lying, but they're the only one doing the investigative reporting.
Absolutely. But I actually heard that too, and I was kind of surprised. And I actually said to her, I said, well, from 9 to 5, Fox News is very unbiased. It's they bring both sides into the conversation. I said, it's only in the evening when they have, you know, like Sean Hannity on. But this is what the media has done. This is what the propaganda machine has done. And now my computer's going to do funny things with the chat. But anyway, they actually, oh, there's Billy. The propaganda machine has made Fox to be a laughingstock. So if we get our news there, we're stupid and we're crazy. And I actually told one guy online that I said, no, I do my own research, you know, because I do a lot of my own research. And I actually researched Obama back in 2008, long before anybody else ever did, including Fox News. And I get my information. And sometimes I listen to Fox, and usually it just confirms what I already knew.
Right.
But we've got a huge task before us to fight these media giants that have propagated. And they're doing it again. That guy actually went on Fox News on one of the programs and said this Benghazi thing was not a big deal. Fox was making it a big deal. Yeah. And I can't remember his name now, but that was just like, oh, that's so bad. You know, because they're deliberately trying to discredit the only news agency that speaks out against Obama.
Uh-huh.
And they do it intentionally. And Billy's like, I have no idea why I cannot realize that 9 p.m. means Eastern time. Well, come on in and talk to us now, Billy. Do I have to open you, or you see, I have to open her up? Hey, Billy.
I'm here.
Welcome to your show.
The chat open, and I'll get everything going. And lo and behold, it's already 45 minutes on air. Shoot, that's right. She's Eastern time.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Eastern time. I know. I get confused, too, though, with your guys' show. I have to go in and actually look. It's like, when is this show starting? Because when they put it in Central Time, it's like, I have no idea.
Everybody else is Eastern Time but me, it seems sometimes. I mean, I know Michael's Central Time, but, you know, he actually gives out Eastern Time. But anyway, what was the topic you guys were talking about?
Oh, we were just talking about a little bit of everything. Throw something out there for us. The fiscal cliff. What do you think, Billy? Do we just let them go over it, or do they actually cave on these tax cuts? What do you do?
Yes. Let them be in the burning flame at the bottom of the cliff so they can come to us and say, hey, we need your help.
And then what do we say? Bite me?
No. Then we have to say, you got to elect us from now on. But, yeah, I don't know. I really don't. I just know, you know what? I've got one good thing. I want to, I'm trying to remember if his name is David or Dan. I think it's David. David Seaman. It's S-E-A-M-A-N from Florida. I watched, David Seaman for Congress. If you look him up, he talked a lot about the whole NDAA, if you know what I'm talking about. He's already preparing for 2014.
Yeah.
And I am trying to book him on either our show or Own the Narrative at some point.
Cool.
But he's got a video on his page that I recommend everybody look at and read. It is interesting, to say the least, where he discusses how, you know, it's not the conspiracy theory way. He actually thinks that lobbyists are behind it. It's all about lobbying. But he puts it into a perspective you might not have guessed to make it, actually, you're going, wow, basically, this guy really did a lot of work to come to that conclusion. So I would recommend you look at that guy's page and watch that video. And then, of course, you know, we got Wild Bill. I don't know what to deal with you, Barb. What's going on with you and Wild Bill? Are you guys going to have a date yet?
Not yet. I called him earlier today, and when he emailed me, he said his phone is all screwy over here. But I think he's probably in the middle of the woods somewhere.
I thought he was by Raleigh. Isn't Raleigh like a big city?
Or is there there? It's not really a big city. I've lived in New York.
Well, of course, compared to New York, but I'm talking about is it urban?
Yeah, but he said he was in Wake County. Wake County is a big county.
Okay.
And it does have a lot of farmland and stuff. Now, his last video that he did
he's
you see it?
Yeah, he's out in the bush, basically.
Oh, right, a Caroline pine tree.
Somewhere.
He could just be in an area where his cell phone doesn't work. So after I called him, I emailed him.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm waiting for him to email me back or call me.
Yeah, I emailed him a couple times. I'm waiting to find out if he'll do next Monday for Own the Narrative. Then either this Thursday or next Thursday for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm opening my email.
Did you email him?
Yeah.
You emailed him about it?
Yeah, that's all you do. Well, go to his site, wildbillforamerica.com. And then when you go there,
I already did all that. That's why I was going to tell you about that.
Brenda can book him if she wants. You go to, what was it called? Email me, I think it says.
Yeah.
And then you email him, and he gets right back to you. I mean, at least he got back to me really quite quickly. Wow, I'm waiting for my email to load. It says I've got 212 messages today. Holy night.
What?
this is the first time I've opened it today, so.
Oh,
gosh. Are you
well,
that
while you're
important
doing that,
you got a lot of.
Yeah.
Go ahead. While you're doing that, you know, for Christmas, guys, you can actually send Christmas cards to a recovering American soldier. Just write recovering American soldier, care of Walter Reed Medical Center, 6900 Georgia Avenue, Washington, D.C., 203-07-5001. You know, if while you're out making your Christmas cards, why not add a few there for our injured soldiers to lift them through the holidays? That's something relatively simple, something we can do to show our support.
I want to knit a couple of as many scarves as I can too, and bring them over to the USO.
Oh, that's awesome. So, but yeah, we need to remember around Christmas, you know, this time, and keep showing them that at least that we support them, you know, because they may be feeling that nobody cares about them.
Yeah.
You know. If you listen to the news media, you get that impression. But so that's just something for everybody to keep in mind. Yeah, Billy, we've just been about everything. You know, Susan Rice being called before Congress and probably lied through her teeth. I don't know.
Oh, she talked about Susan Rice?
We talked about a little bit about that, yeah.
Well, she admitted it was a lie. And that's why people, you know, I guess John McCain, Kelly Ayotte, and Lindsey Graham all said she left them with more questions because she was just very smug about it, I guess. She just basically said, hey, I know it wasn't true, so what? You know, basically.
Well, there was something about that. She said they weren't deliberately trying to deceive the American people.
Right.
And
they weren't deliberately trying to deceive us by deceiving us.
Yeah, it's like
they were
really
trying to get away with it, and they got so busted.
Oh yeah, well, that's it was all about his reelection.
Oh,
well,
right.
There could be some bigger things, but and that's why they don't understand why we won't let it drop. You know, because they think we think like they do, which we don't. But this is what they think.
Well,
they think we were just trying to use it.
Is damned on them. There's no such thing as common sense in their arena. Common sense would say, if you don't have the answers, you say, I don't have the answers. You don't make up a story and say, oh, this nasty, evil video.
Right.
And then go back on it
and
later
then
after
lock
the election.
And then lock them up.
Yeah, well,
that guy that took the video's in jail.
Somebody needs to be held accountable for this because this is just... this is not something to just look the other way. You know, when you don't
right.
have security for your U.S. ambassadors and you don't answer their call for help when they're being attacked, and then you lie about it, somebody needs to answer. You know, this is, like some people said, this is so much worse than what Watergate was for Nixon. And and this is what needs to have, somebody needs to answer. But the liberals don't understand. They don't understand that this is a serious issue. It wasn't about politics. It isn't about politics. It's about
right.
incompetence. It's either incompetence or deliberately setting him up to be killed, because it's uncanny how, you know, one of the guys there said this might be his last day alive. And just, you know, a month before they sent out saying that the consulate couldn't withstand an attack, you know, there's something wrong in the government and in our national security, because they were getting calls for help and they were getting things directly from the ambassador that they just either ignored, or I don't know what they did with them. We don't know what they did with them because they obviously didn't respond to them. And these are all things they've got to get answers to. So, but yeah, it's just like crazy, crazy ridiculous.
Yeah.
it's over, Obama. Why don't you let this drop? Because there was an ambassador killed. And then some guy tried to tell me, well, we've had, you know, 6 ambassadors killed, blah, 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 blah. And, it's like, this is the first one in 33 years. Okay, so this indicates to me that there was an instability somewhere in our foreign policy, because this is the first ambassador we've lost in 33 years.
That's what makes it an issue. That's what makes it important. And this was one of those guys, Barbara, that was trying to say, I get my news from Fox. You know, Fox is the only one making a big deal out of this. And he was trying to say, well, we've had all these ambassadors killed. Yes, but and when you look at them, most of them were killed over in some Muslim country, except for one in Guatemala and one other place. But it's like, no, this is the first one in 33 years. And that's that's why it's a story. Because, you know, we had done well protecting them for that amount of time. And this speaks directly to the failure of this administration and this president to protect the ambassador. Because, yes, I know that there's been embassies bombed because they're easy targets. But to actually have your ambassador murdered, 33 years since that has happened. So that is just, that is why this is a story. And that is why we need the answers. And we're not going to get them from the mainstream media. They're just not going to give them to us. So, you know, it's up to places like Fox. And then what does the mainstream media do? They go after John McCain and try to make him out to be a big bad guy. And then they try to say, racist, you're racist, you're racist, you're racist. This is why they're picking on Susan Rice. Because they're racist,
please.
You know. Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, you know, we dismiss it, but liberals literally eat that stuff up. They just absolutely take it to heart and say, oh, you poor, you know, the poor victim there. They have to feel emotional for them and everything. And it's something that I don't know how to get them to see the truth on. You know, there's no racism evidence. But liberals absolutely, they get empowered by someone saying, oh, that's racist. They're Republicans, and so that means it's racist, you know? I don't get it. I mean, I know differently. You know differently. But they won't accept the truth.
Well, they're projecting. And I've talked about this before. Projection is actually classified as a mental thing. But everything that they're guilty of, they will project it onto the Republicans. Because they say, we cheated in the elections. We're racist. We're anti-women. We're this, we're that. But if you notice, everything they say that we are, they actually are.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I know. It's all been projected. I mean, I've seen that many times. But, you know, I'm just trying to say I don't know how to fix that other than, you know, give them all a Xanax or something. I don't know.
Well, we have to start. We have to educate our children, you know. We've got to make sure that we're educating our children and not letting the schools do it for us because they're not doing it properly. And we've got to, we need to put it on terms that they understand. You know, this isn't because we don't want a black woman to be ambassador or secretary of state because Condoleezza Rice was a black woman.
I know they don't. They don't catch that. They say, okay, she was a sellout, so that doesn't count.
And Colin Powell was a sellout too. Well, now he's a sellout.
Yeah.
You know. Now he is. Yeah, he sold us out to sit with the likes of Alf Franken or Farrington or somebody like that. I don't know, but you know, but no, you know, those were the last two Republican Secretary of States. Neither one of them was white.
Right.
You know, it's like, no, we're not racist.
But they don't get it.
Yeah. Somebody posted earlier today in one of the rooms, I think it was Kyle, that posted all the cartoons of Condoleezza Rice.
Cartoons? You mean the... I didn't go on the think tank yet. Is that where you saw him?
I think it was in the think tank.
Okay, let's see. Justin Kendall and Becker both commented in there. Becker. Did he post them actually?
I think it was this afternoon.
Okay, yeah. Do you remember those racist?
But that's okay that they do something like that, and we're the racists. Really? Are you kidding?
Well, again, it goes back to the mainstream media. They have control of the media.
But haven't you heard, like, Al Sharpton and everything? This isn't racism. This is not classified as racism. They don't consider it racism.
I know, because they're conservatives, which is just crazy.
A black man cannot be racist because the majority here are white, according to them. That means that there's no possible racism when the majority race automatically wins. They automatically have the upper hand.
Which is just not true. And we've got to start just pushing it back.
A voting issue. They would not prosecute because they can't intimidate white people. Black Panthers, whether they got guns, Berettas, and everything else, they can't intimidate white people. They're oppressed. You have to give them a pass. That's
how
people see it. They're automatically, you know, not racist. There is no such thing as a racist. Only whites in this country can be racist, according to the left, period.
Mm-hmm. Which is just wrong. And I've started, actually, I'm getting more where I'm calling them out on it, and even on my Twitter, you know, because the Black Caucus today, Billy, was afraid that a white person would get Jesse Jackson's seat in Chicago because there were like 13 or more black people running for a seat. So the white woman might actually win. Now, okay, that's racism.
Mm.
When they come out and call
it
like
that.
They
don't say it. It can't be.
Oh, I did.
I did
over and over again, because that's the only way we're going to fight this, is if we keep calling them out on their truly racist behavior, which is what that is. You know, that is exactly what that is. They're looking at skin color and not on the qualifications of the person to hold the job.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And did you guys see the Russian newspaper Pravda is telling, calling Obama a communist? And that he was elected by and that he was elected on an illiterate society. Which they're true. That's all true. That's all true. It takes a Russian newspaper to point it out, and
our
mainstream media still won't believe it. You know, we're the crazy people that just because he mentored under Frank Marshall Davis, who was a known communist, doesn't mean he likes communism.
Bill Ayers, you know, just
Bill
a guy
Ayers
in the neighborhood and then never heard it again.
And, you know, you got to think of Frances Fox Plivin, too. I mean, the thing about her is she said years ago, I mean, I don't know if it was 60s or 70s, but, you know, when the government will finally be able to instill communism is when there are more people on welfare than not. And guess what's happening?
Yeah, it is. I mean, what was that?
47%,
and it's going up. Look at
other
people.
Under Bush, it was only 36% at the maximum. This is still increasing. It was never higher than 36% at any given time. I think it was 36.
Yeah.
It might have been even 26. But, no, I think when Bush left, it was 36. That was the highest ever. But he started out with, you know, less than a quarter of the country. You know, it's just, it's terrible.
Well, see, being put in here, we look back.
We can't forget that Bush, you know, he was president when 9/11 happened. You know, that was like pretty unprecedented for a president. I mean, really, you know, he had to do something. Something had to get done.
He handled that as an American. He stood up to the... Here's what didn't happen with Benghazi. Okay, after 9/11, President Bush came before us, the American people, to reassure us that he was in charge. What did Obama do? He came out on the lawn and gave this little talk and blah, 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 and we won't tolerate acts of terrorism. And then he went out fundraising. And we didn't hear from him again on this, about the national security or what was going on to, you know, nothing more. Just one statement, that was it. And nothing more, nothing to reassure us, no action to show us that he was actually serious. You know, and even one of the guys involved, they knew where he was, and did the FBI go talk to him? No, nothing was done, you know, to reassure the American people. Nothing's being done now when Israel is under attack, why is our president not standing up publicly and saying, we don't condone this behavior, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's not doing any of that. And Bush always did, and Bush never blamed anybody else. Bush stood by his decisions that he made, and he took responsibility for those decisions. Mm-hmm. And the media made him out to be some kind of monster, which is why they still talk about him today. And he wasn't as bad as what they say. You know, he
right.
did deliberately lie to us about Iraq, you know, whereas Obama deliberately lies to us every time he opens his mouth. Every
mm-hmm.
time. You know, I can't stand to watch the man because everything that comes out is not true. And yet the media just, you know, all over him, just love this guy for some reason. And part of it is the agenda. I was going to say, mm-hmm. Bink was in here talking about McCarthy. McCarthy was right. Reagan talked about this, and I don't have my Reagan clip downloaded yet, Billy, so I can't play it. But Reagan talked about it in the 60s about the communist threat, the socialist threat.
Right.
You know, this the 1963 communist agenda was entered into the congressional record in 1963. The communist agenda was entered into the congressional record. It is a real threat. It is still
mm-hmm.
a threat today. And and it's all about to bring the America down. And whether it's the Muslims that are using it or the communists that are using it, I don't care. They're
mm-hmm.
trying to bring down our country, and that is the goal of this president. I heard some stupid liberal on Fox say, oh, Obama's going to tack to the center. It's like, no, he's not. You people are not paying attention to what he is doing, and he's
right.
not tacking to the center. He's not giving one inch. He's not sitting down at the table. He's not talking to anybody. He's not trying to solve anything. He's out blabbing his mouth. You know, not Republicans are bad, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like, that's not going to accomplish anything. And he doesn't
right.
care whether we accomplish anything.
No, because he said that he was going to go around Congress to get what he wants.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and he's getting...
Right, so we're going to just see more executive orders these next 4 years, I guarantee it.
And this is the crap that's got to stop.
Yeah, but there's nothing. I mean, I'm at a loss.
There's got to be something. That's what I mean. There's got to be something we can do.
And we're going to have to sit. This is stuff we're going to have to brainstorm our way through, you know. And it's obviously only been, hasn't even
because,
been a month yet. So, you know, we've got.
What's going on in Egypt?
Yeah.
With Morsi saying that, you know, he's going to be the leader, the ruler, until a new constitution's written up, I can guarantee you that that's what Obama's looking at trying to do. And you know what? We cannot let that happen.
Well, that won't happen, Barbara. And
how do we know that? Because the way he's acting and what he's doing?
Oh. Well, because once he tries that, that's when we go to civil war. Because they're trying to use this UN treaty to get our guns, which they're never going to get our guns. It's not going to happen peacefully. They will not take our guns. And we're trying to avoid that. And the only way we can avoid that is to try to stall and, you know, do like we do, try to promote the message out there, build the conservative network. I've seen on Twitter where people are just trying to get more and more followers that are conservative so that we're all following each other. So we can build the conservative network. Rick Santorum is doing this, and I know some people don't like him, blah, 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 you know, but he has Patriot Voices, which is set up not for a presidential campaign, but to keep us aware of what's going on, like with this disability treaty, Billy, that they're going to be voting on tomorrow. He actually was up there and made a speech in Washington yesterday about it and had his little daughter Bella with him. And he's encouraging people to call their congressmen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's keeping people abreast of what's going on and the issues and what the UN is doing, things that we might not normally hear about, you know, necessarily. So that is one way you can kind of see what's going on through his patriotvoices.com. And we have just got to start coalescing. We have got to actually get into the churches and start getting the evangelicals registered to vote and impressing upon them how our freedom to worship is going to be taken away from us if we don't start voting for the freedom. And that's something we need to start doing in our communities, and something we can do in our community. It's just to make sure that these people are getting registered to vote, because there's so many of them that aren't. You know, they aren't registered to vote, or they don't pay attention. 3 million didn't go vote.
Because they didn't like the candidates.
Yeah, well. Barbara, did you see this post by Fishy in the Tank about Keira Davis?
I saw it, but I didn't read it yet.
Well, there's nothing to read. They took it down, and I was just wondering if you knew what it was about. It says that, well, no, Fishy's post is still there, but her content has been removed by the other person. I just didn't know if you had read it or knew what was going on. It says that, you know, everyone was, you know who Keira Davis is, don't you, Brenda?
Yeah, I actually listened to her show, I think, yesterday or day before.
Yeah, Sunday. Yeah, she is, she was being attacked for something, but now I don't know what. I was just wondering if anybody knew.
No, I saw it there earlier, and I didn't get a chance to read it because when I get home from work, oh, I was in traffic for an hour today getting home.
Oh, my.
Anyway. Yeah. Oh, it took me actually an hour and a half to get home. So when I got home, I was really not in the mood to do much of anything except for piss and moan.
Yeah.
and this is,
until I got...
here's the interesting things in here posting about the churches being afraid of losing their tax exempt status. Now, you tell me how the black congregations can have souls to the polls on a Sunday afternoon, but the white congregations can't? You know, this is a double standard. Again, we got this double standard going on because they're preaching in the black churches and they're getting them out to the polls, having dinners, and then we're all going to go vote early. The churches are being threatened with losing their tax exempt status if they push this. And this is so wrong and so not what was intended by our founding fathers. The government is not supposed to work in that way. And Barbara, you said you've been reading the Constitution. So you most of us, I think, have. And you understand that the federal government is to have limited power. The power is in the republic, in the states, and the people.
In the people,
and that's us, and that's everybody, and we are in for a battle. I know Billy has young children, and I have my children, my grandchildren, and you know we have got to fight this for them so that they have a safe place and hopefully the freedoms that we have enjoyed ourselves.
Well, see, the thing is, this is the difference between the right and the left more than anything, is we have guilt on our side. We don't want to leave our children, you know, worse off than we were. So guilt is where we say, okay, let's do what we can so that when we do leave this world, our children have something better than what we had. And right now, that's not what's happening. We are seeing it go backwards. So that's why we're all up in arms. But liberal left, they just don't know how to feel guilty. They're all so selfish and they just go with the flow. It's all, you know, whatever is in the here and now. Don't look at the future. Look at now.
It's kind of the same thing with, you know, but by killing babies, it takes away that respect for life.
Yeah. Right.
You know, because we've actually seen a deterioration and we've seen more abuse of children than we ever have before, because you take away that respect for life. When you lose your moral compass, which Barbara and I were talking about early in the show, I actually kind of went through the Ten Commandments, because even if you don't believe in God, stealing, killing, wanting something that's not yours, covetousness, you know, being faithful to your wife, I mean, these are all good things to live by, whether you believe in God or not. These are things that are going to actually help society as a whole. Billy, I don't know if you read about those two teenagers, the cousins that were killed by a 64-year-old in Minnesota because they broke into his house and were going to steal from him. And
I heard about the one at Walmart. Did you guys talk about that?
No, I didn't hear that about Walmart. But this guy, anyway, was arrested because he killed them. And they all these people were saying, well, they were good kids. Good kids do not break into neighbors' homes to steal.
Right.
They don't. You know what? That's that whole theory they have. Every liberal I've ever met says the same thing. It's okay to steal if you're going to feed a starving family. They always will say that. It's even in the Bible. They say it's okay to steal. That's what they think. And it's like, no, it's never okay to steal. There is always a way to prevent yourself from coming to that conclusion. There is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what anyone says. I know it. I've never even considered stealing after I did when I was 8. I can't even fathom the idea. I was 8 years old, and I think I've told you guys about this. I went into a store with my friend, and she put something in my pocket, and we got up to the counter. I knew she had money, so I was like, okay, but then she's like, oh, well, let's just walk out. So we walked out, and I kept the M&Ms she put in my pocket, and then I opened them, and I'm like, you want one, and I'm sharing them with her while we're walking down the street, but here comes my mom, right? And she just looks down at me and says, where'd you get money to pay for those? And I said, I didn't pay for them. She's like, well, I was kind of haughty about it, I want to say. Like, I didn't pay for them. And she just but I was ashamed at the same time. I was like, I knew I did something wrong because I'd been taught, thou shalt not steal. But my mom literally grabbed me right, on my upper arm bone, and she carried me airborne back into that store. She got inside the door and no sooner just yelled, who do I talk to about a little thief, as loud as she could. And then I ended up bagging groceries for an hour. And it was a quartered bag of M&Ms that I, basically earned a whole, I think back then, probably like $4. But I didn't get paid. I wasn't on their payroll. But, I basically bagged out groceries for an hour. And then they said to my mom, well, give them to her anyway. They said that to my mom. And she's like, no, I'm not giving them to her. And she actually ate them right in front of me while I was bagging the groceries. And she was,
So how did that all make you feel, Billy, when that happened?
Ashamed. I was very ashamed. I was, I felt guilty. And I never, ever considered again. And I was like, okay, when I hear people, talking about stuff they ripped off or whatever, I'm like, why would you even think of doing that? That's someone else's property. Someone else is suffering because of you.
And not just that, I read just here in Indiana where somebody took somebody's Christmas presents, but, not just that they're suffering, but, it's wrong. It's just wrong.
No, just it. That's just the point they're not getting, though. The reason it's wrong, like even when it comes down to committing adultery or, taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain, or, coveting your neighbor's wife or whatever. It's because in the end, someone, you might feel instant gratification, but someone else is suffering at your hand.
Right. Well, not just somebody else, everybody else is, because when they steal, the price of the product goes up. Listen to me, people. You're hurting everybody. When you file frivolous lawsuits for millions of dollars, that money comes from somebody, and it's usually the taxpayer. This is a problem, with a self-gratification society, is that they don't even realize that the people who end up paying are us, the regular people, the taxpayer, because the price of goods goes up to cover for those losses that when things are stolen. The price of insurance goes up to cover for those payouts that the insurance company has to make. There are always consequences for actions, and that's something that
I agree. But what's risen the most in these past 4 years? Flash mobs.
Oh, I know.
They are terrible everywhere.
What is it?
flash mobs. When, you know, like, certain kids come in and they just rip off everything they can carry and they run out of the store.
Right.
You know? And I'm just like, I can look at that and say, that's like a couple $1,000 worth of merchandise, if not more. You know?
Right.
What the heck? How can people feel, you know, they want to be the emotional party and everything. What about inner emotion? What about feeling inside about what you're doing? You know, where's the guilt? Where's the inner, you know, respect for yourself? That's what I'm thinking, the self-respect. There's just nothing there.
No.
Right.
There's not. And a few years back when they had the lacrosse, that girl, Crystal Mangum, she accused the Duke lacrosse players of raping her.
Oh, I remember that.
Because she was pregnant and she didn't want to tell her boyfriend or her mother or something, so she cried rape. And
right.
She ruined these three guys' lives. And
right, that's what I'm saying.
Al Sharpton said, oh, you poor thing, let me put you through school. So this girl had a total of two kids, and she's in jail now because she stabbed and murdered her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But prior to that, she got locked up for attempted murder because she tried to burn the other boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, okay, honey, we gave you a chance.
Right.
Now we're going to pay for you in jail, and we're going to pay for your kids because that's what we do.
Right. And that's how they are. That is how they are. They want to take control. See, that's why they're glad they have the criminals on their side. Because when they have to walk in and take those kids away from them, you know, there's really no argument. These people all agree with them that, hey, that's what they're going to have to do. They need to have control of the kids. They're going to get an argument from someone like me or you, but on their side, they don't have any problem with it. They don't care that they're doing wrong. It just doesn't bother them.
Right. Well, and just in case anybody listening to our programs thinks we're just, you know, crazy because we talk about socialism, communism, and things of that sort on our show. I'm going to define socialism for you again because all you got to do is look at the definition. It's any of various economic political theories that advocating collective or governmental ownership and administration of the means of production and distribution of goods. There you go, line one, people. Now, line two is a system of society or group living in which there is no private property. Agenda 21, anybody? A system or condition of society in which the means of production are owned and controlled by the state. A stage of society in Marxist theory, transitional between capitalism and communism, distinguished by unequal distribution of goods and pay according to work done. That is, taking from the rich and giving to the poor, the haves and the have-nots. And you take it, you go a step further, you go to what Marxism is from there, because this is a very easy way to do it. And it's the political, economic, and social principles and policies advocated by Marx, especially a theory and practice of socialism, including the labor theory of value, dialectical materialism, the class struggle, and dictatorship of the proletariat, or that's the worker, until the establishment of a classless society. And what does Obama want to do? He wants to make us all equal. He doesn't want equal opportunity. He wants equal outcomes. And that is a social Marxist principle. And he learned it from Frank Marshall Davis, and he learned it from Saul Alinsky, who was also a Marxist, but who didn't believe in the outright, like Bill Ayers was the kind of revolutionist that wanted to blow things up. Saul Alinsky realized that you had to infiltrate and become one of them and change it from within. And that is what our current president believes, and that is his ideology. And this is why it is just a travesty that he was actually reelected in this country. Anyway, sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
You're right. You're so.
It's just like, you know, I think we need to remind people every now and then of what it truly is, because they don't understand. And then you have idiots out there telling you communist is a good thing. It's like, really? Really,
right.
People? It's really worked for anybody? You know, Stalin didn't kill millions of people, you know.
I'm just waiting.
It's a good thing until it happens to them.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody did hear about this entire Walmart thing today. But
no.
Apparently, sometime after Black Friday, over the weekend, some kid or guy who had been caught stealing there several times tried stealing some CD players. And when he did so, two or three Walmart employees and a hired guard from another company tried stopping him. Well, the guard put him in a chokehold. And when he put him in a chokehold, he told him to tap him if he couldn't breathe anymore. Well, the guy went limp and died. And it's kind of hard to tap and say I'm not getting any air when he's dead. So now I'm just wondering what's going to happen next, you know?
Well, they're going to prosecute the guard, even though the guy was doing something illegal. And that's the same thing. This is a 64-year-old in Minnesota, was in his own house. He had been broken into before, and because he shot them more than once and killed them dead, they're going to get
him. It's in Atlanta. I got one of the articles right here. And everyone's, you know, all of a sudden going to come out and say, feel sorry for this poor child. He, you know, he was just a kid or something. And excessive force, all this other stuff. And see, Walmart actually has a policy that you don't chase a shoplifter. So I can actually picture.
You don't want a shoplifter?
You don't chase one. You never chase one. You cannot chase a shoplifter. You can confront them and say, hey, can you step back here with me or something? And if they don't, then you got to let them go, but you call the police and report it and everything.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. See, this is the problem.
Yeah.
This is a problem, and this is how they're trying to emasculate all of us by not giving us the right to protect and defend ourselves and our property. And that's a right given to us by the Constitution. And, you know, if you come into my house and you're trying to steal from me and you get shot dead, that's your problem, not mine. You know, and if you're stealing from a store, then, and if you get caught and you unfortunately get hurt or you die, that's your problem, because you were doing something bad, illegal. You know, this is the crazy thinking of the left that gets us into more problems than it solves. Consequences. We have to preach consequences for your action. And this is where the whole abortion thing comes in. People don't want to take the consequence of the action, you know, of having free love and free sex, and they get all of a sudden there's a baby. Well, I'm just going to get rid of the consequence of my action.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. You're dead on with that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Everything comes down to, then that's the other thing that we realize. That's where that guilt comes from. That's why, you know, I'm sorry, I did wait until I was more than 18 before I had sex the first time. I wasn't one of those teenage, you know, whatever.
Right.
But I was looking forward to starting a family and everything like that too. That was, I don't know. It's just that people on the left, they just think when you first start developing, it's okay to have sex and stuff. I don't know why, but that's like what they're promoting these days.
Yeah.
They actually are now promoting teenage. I mean, what you posted in the think tank, Barbara, something about children. You know, they're trying to encourage children to have sex.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, it is insane, and it has consequences. It has more consequences the HPV, we talked about this a long time ago on our show about the HPV virus that infects over, it used to be 20 million, it's probably more than that, you know, people in the United States. It causes cancer in both men and women. And this is a sexually transmitted disease. There are consequences for your actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have monogamy, you're not going to have this HPV virus being transmitted, you know, over and over and over again through the population. But we're going to see, you know, now they have these vaccines, but I guess there's boys that are dying from this vaccine, this Gardasil. But, you know, supposedly prevents 70% of all cancers, but, it, you know, it doesn't prevent all the cancers. And yet abstinence would prevent
100%.
Yeah, so you know, it's just like people,
prevention, or you know, 99.9, whatever.
Right, exactly. So, and we got somebody going at 931. Let's see who we got there.
Bing.
Is that Bing? Okay. Hi, Bing.
Hey, how you doing, ladies? Man, great show. You know.
Hi, Uncle Bing. You sound sick, honey.
Huh? No, I'm just, it's late here, and I just had a rough day, so, you know, I've been doing a lot of screaming at people, so.
Oh. Uh-uh.
But no, you guys are talking about something, you know, and I was looking this up today. These AIDS people that went into John Bonner's office and so on, you know, flashing each other and so on, you know, and I started looking up the causes of death as far as the top 15, 20 causes. I didn't see AIDS listed anywhere in the U.S. Now, they might be listed as number 4, number 6 in the world, okay? But that's not our problem because, see, we are funding this AIDS research project that is just billions. What's it, 40-some billion dollars that we're funding? Yeah, 15.6 billion in 2008, and I don't know what it is now, but it's a big chunk. And the thing is, this is a disease that we know how to cure. We absolutely know how to cure it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, you know, it's
abstinence.
Called not. It's, well, it's not abstinence really, you know, because I mean, it's just called, you know, some kind of a basic morality, you know.
Common
but
sense.
The thing is that here, this is the prime kind of tax cut or spending cut, I guess it would be, not a tax mm-hmm. cut, but a spending cut that we need to implement. In my opinion. This is the prime one because we already know what causes it. Why are we still investigating? Why are we still trying to figure out what is causing it? You know, I don't get that.
We already know it's a behavior.
It's a behavior problem. We already know. But when you look up the main causes of what kills people in this country, I don't care about other countries. We don't fund other countries. We're not supposed to be.
Well, we are, but
we're not supposed to be. But I care about this country, and it doesn't even come up on the radar in the top 20. You can look it up. It doesn't even come up in the radar. We've got pride. You know, and this is another deal that kind of torques me off, okay? And I'm not saying, you know, I know, you know, you guys got a bunch of, you know, women on here and so on, but breast cancer is definitely a killer, okay? But, you know, did you know that prostate cancer actually kills more men than breast cancer does? For women?
Yes.
And
even
you don't
breast
hear about it. You know what happened?
Men get breast cancer too.
Most men will get breast or actually I work with oncology patients and most men will get prostate cancer, but they don't. A lot of it happens after, you know, in their late 60s, 70s, and usually a slow growing disease. So they a lot of times die from other things besides the cancer itself. But, there's a lot more incidence of it. It's because most men will, you know.
But the funny thing is when I did breast cancer research, I did some research. I was looking up breast cancer, and it's actually like 11% of breast cancer cases are men.
Yes, men can get breast cancer.
My point, though, is that, you know, we don't care, you know, there's not the pink ribbons and so on for the guys that die from, you know, there's really no cause. There's no big push for trying to find a cure for prostate cancer. But, you know, we know what causes lung cancer in some instances. It's people smoking. And I'm glad I gave that up.
85% to 90% of all cases of lung cancer are caused by smoking.
Yes. And I'm going on my 7th week now. So I'm going to keep it up. But what I'm saying is that these things are marginalized in the media. But see, the media was there at John Bonner's camp only until they left. And then all of a sudden, you know, these people just dispersed because the people were there with the media, but the media is sitting there just having a feeding frenzy on this. They love this stuff. This is the kind of stuff that gets them going. I mean, I guess if I went to, I don't know, somebody's office and I was naked running around, but I would get no press. Okay. But if I was a liberal talking about some kind of thing like AIDS research and that kind of stuff, we already know that. We already know what will cure AIDS. We already know it. All right? And for those people that have blood transfusions, that's been pretty much that kind of deal right there is pretty much nil anymore. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that problem like we did in Florida with the Wade boys and so on down there. But the thing is that what I'm trying to talk about here is that these people sit there and actually want our money to be invested in a cause that they can sit there and defeat themselves, but they don't want to. And it's the same thing with all the union people and everybody else coming into Washington. It's a mess. And then we've got all these different things going on as far as with, like I said, prostate cancer for men. You don't care about that a lot, but it's a severe killer. You know, how many people, I'm trying to think, how many people just taking a roundtable discussion? I don't know anybody that died of AIDS, that any friends or anything like that, but I know a lot of people that died of cancer in my family and a lot of people that died of cancer in other families. And I'm just wondering, you know, where are our priorities? And when we're talking about budget cuts and so on, which I don't think the liberals are serious about it because they want class warfare with tax increases. That's how they will continue their game.
They can't cut any of their social programs like that. That's not cuttable. See, this is the problem. It's like the federal government has gotten way involved in too many things that it was never intended to. You know, it needs to go back just strictly. If it's not national security, it's not immigration, you know, it's not the post office, which is actually in the Constitution. If it's not there, they need to get rid of it. But see, they'll never agree to that. They will never agree to that.
Because
it's just not going to happen.
No, because see, each spending entitlement has a constituency to it. Okay. But each tax increase that they want to impose, it's just a mindless face. There's nobody involved in it. It's just, it's okay, the bad guy, you know, it's somebody that people really don't recognize, you know. But while a cut in spending for an entitlement program, that actually identifies with people out there. There's people that identify that. I think there's rich people out there too that know that, okay, if there's a tax cut or a tax increase on them, they are going to find ways to get around it. They've always have. They always will.
They're talking about it for the rich, their salary, income tax. They're not talking about their assets.
Right. And they'll just pawn it off. They'll just go somewhere else. So, I mean, I just wanted to throw that out there for conjecture. But great show, and you know, glad you guys are on our network.
Yeah, thank you, Bing, for calling in. So, But, yeah, cancer is a real issue in this country, and some of it we can't cure. Some of it's preventable, and those are the kinds of things we need to do education-wise. But you're right, as far as age, you know, they got the cocktail mixtures. They call them cocktails, so the amounts of drugs that they can actually, just like Magic Johnson, how long has he had AIDS now? And he's still living and going strong. So, you know, you're right, as far as research goes, we could pull that money from there because we've got other issues in this country called $16 trillion debt deficit, and we need to fix it. And you're not going to fix it by keeping cut the public broadcasting system, because you know every little cut is going to help, and it's not necessary. I don't care if Big Bird has to survive on his own. Better Big Bird than our country, you know, and it's just not going to happen. It's, you know, the Democrats aren't going to make any of those cuts, and then they're going to try to blame everything on the Republicans. So that's what's unfortunate with what happened in this election. It's like they didn't even give us the Senate so we could try to counteract all the goings on that are happening. So
I know.
Anyway.
Well, I will be right back. I do have to wake my husband up and get him ready for work.
Okay.
I'll make sure he gets ready for work.
But yes, now that everybody's listening, we want to encourage you, if you can, to send, you can send cards, Christmas cards to wounded soldiers. And I'm going to try to get that address for you again, because something just to brighten their holiday and let them know that people are thinking about them as you're making out your list of Christmas cards. I'll have it here in a second. Maybe, maybe not. But we can send them, actually, it's in care of Walter Reed, Wounded Soldiers, and now I'm not finding my little address. Because I've lost it somewhere. Let me see if I can find it again. But that's just something we can do this holiday season. Maybe make a soldier, a wounded soldier, you know, make his day for his or her day, sending out a Christmas card. It's just in care of the Walter Reed Center. Also, if you haven't done so, you need to get on the phone and call your congressman regarding the UN Treaty for Disabilities, which is coming up for a vote tomorrow, I think. So get on the phone and call. Tell them to say no, because it infringes on our sovereignty as a nation and takes away power from homeschooling, takes away power of people who have children with disabilities here in the United States, and we do not need to sign onto that treaty because we have our own laws for which we can follow. And why my Facebook's acting up, so I'm not going to be able to get that address for you, but just look it up, Walter Reed Medical Center, and send out cards for that. Because once again, it is the holiday season, so. The bill for the UN is the CRPD. The preliminary vote is wait a minute, hang on. Okay, so they did a preliminary vote. I'm seeing here Chad Colley is pasting on the CRPD today. Let's see what this shows. And I can't. My computer is frozen. All right. Well, I can't tell you that either, so not much more I can tell you. But, yes, call your senators. We need to keep calling, calling, calling. If we pester them enough, maybe they'll actually listen to us. I know I've been sending in the petitions and the form letters, and I'm getting back form emails from them. But if we keep overloading their systems, maybe we can agitate enough people to actually know that we're still out here. So I encourage you all to do that. Keep doing what you're doing with your radio shows. You know, talk to your friends, talk to your family, neighbors. I know whatever you can do, we need to work on 2014. Actually, there's some elections coming up before them. As they come available, we can actually work on those to see if we can help with those. I wish this would open. I can't. We did a preliminary vote today on this motion, and I'm not getting it to open, so I can't tell you what that says. So a lot of different ways to get involved. PatriotVoices.com kind of keeps you abreast of some of the stuff that they're going through. That is Rick Santorum's page. It's not for president. It's just for people to have a voice, you know, conservative people to have a voice. They do petitions there. They encourage you on certain things coming up for a vote on what you can do. He himself actually gave a speech on the disability with his daughter Bella by his side. Yeah, somebody's talking about George Soros. If they want to talk about old white guys, tell them to look out to George Soros and know that he is the man behind the Democratic Party agenda.
Have you been able to read the chat room?
No, I wasn't reading the chat room. What's up with that?
Well, oh, let's see. Let me go back a little bit. On the for the UN, yes, it is very dangerous, Melissa. Wait, don't be typing in there because I can't read. Everything goes down.
Don't be typing in there.
Okay, the preliminary vote. No, Joanne.
The motion?
Yeah, the preliminary vote on for the UN treaty gives both hope and targets for more calls. Today, the Senate took a preliminary vote on the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And then Melissa also writes, the vote was on a motion to proceed, which means that Senate gave permission to begin debate on the treaty. As is often the case, this was a preliminary vote, which tells us a great deal about the vote for final passage. Joanne says, the Senate is full of tools. Yeah. Like Felix the cat with the magic tricks in his black bag. Then Melissa says the vote was 61-36. Three senators did not vote. Every Democratic senator voted for the treaty. Well, let's get them the F out of there, like yesterday. The Republicans supplied several yes votes for Obama administration on giving the UN some authority. Oh, honey, that's just not sitting well in my stomach. The treaty requires 2/3 rights. Yes. The GOP senators, where am I? Oh, the GOP senators supporting Obama's UN push. And then there's all kinds of names mentioned in there. Hutch was biggest surprise in the group. Barrasso
Hatch.
Was a huge Hatch? Oh.
Orrin
what
Hatch.
Did I say? Something else?
Hutch.
Oh, Hutch. Hutch. Barrasso is a huge disappointment because of his supposedly conservative stance on issues, but his infraction has been known for some time.
Okay, is there a Lugar that's in Iowa, or is that my Lugar here in Indiana?
Lugar would be Indiana.
This is Republican Iowa. Is there another Lugar?
Nope.
Well,
we
I'm going to be
calling Perkin here.
I'm going to be calling his office multiple times. Okay, people, you need to get on the phone. The congressional phone lines are 202-244-3121. Call your people, ask for your senators, and say no. We do not want the UN involved in our country in the matter of disabilities. So we are a sovereign nation. They need to understand that. We need to tell them over and over again that we will not come under the United Nations rule, because that's basically what this is doing. And it looks like there's some Republicans that may be on board, so we definitely need to be calling, urging them as their constituents to not vote for these treaties that are going on. So the UN, actually, guys, if you look at the 1963 agenda, it's there. They want to make it the governing power of the world. And what has our president done? He's deferred to the UN multiple time after time after time after time. I mean, the clues are so obvious and so out there that our media is just, they're covering, they're either in it with him or they're stupid. Because all you got to do is read this stuff and then you watch what he does, and the actions mimic the plan. Absolutely mimic the plan. Two more votes before the treaty can be passed.
I'm a little bit lost on what is this about disabilities? I mean,
it's the UN treaty for children with disabilities
to be taken away from their parents.
What?
Well, it can lead to that. That's what they're afraid it will lead
basically
to.
Basically, Agenda 21 at work.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
It needs to be dealt with severely.
I mean, that's not what I'm getting. Where is the link to this bill or whatever?
Hang on a second.
It was in one of the sites. I read so many sites in a day, I can't remember my book from my elbow half time.
It's on ours here. I'll get a link here in a second.
Well, I mean, I see that it says AI, Barrasso, Brown, Collins, Hatch, Lugar, McCain, and Snow are for this. And there's like four of them I know would not vote for something like that. Brown might, Snow might, even Lugar might, because his ass ain't on the line anymore. But I definitely wouldn't. Not if that's what's in it. So, I mean.
Well, the thing is, what's
it's
in it.
It enjoins state. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It enjoins states to ensure that all actions concerning disabled children are made on the basis of the children's best interests. In order for states to live up to their treaty obligations, they must necessarily make judgments about children's best interests continuously. Now, this is the UN, okay? Should the government's assessment of the child's best interest differ from that of the parents, the government gets to make the decision, not the parents, which the government in this case is not the United States. It is the UN under auspice of the United States. We have to differentiate here. This is the UN and the United States. We are supposed to be a sovereign country. We don't need the UN in this country, for one thing, in my opinion. But I mean, that's another topic for another show. But this whole case here basically spells out the fact that the UN is just ever encroaching into our sovereignty. It's our sovereignty. It's our country. It's not theirs. But they want it because they see it as a mantle. It's a mantle. It's a trophy to put on their mantle, actually, because it's a liberal trophy. It is one, the destruction of capitalism, which capitalism and the Constitution are tied at the hip. You get rid of one, you get rid of the other. And that's what mm-hmm. they want. They want that trophy on their mantle. They
right.
want, and Barack Hussein Obama, whatever, if that is his name, wants our country to be a third world country so that these totalitarianists can sit there and dictate whatever they want to us. And they know that we'll sit there and just follow the you know, George Orwell type of plan, you know, as far as what his movie portrayed and Ayn Rand's plan. You know, as far as what her books portray, they want us to be subservient to them. They want us to be a third world country. They hate us so bad. They hate us. They absolutely hate us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to curb that with true socialists and true totalitarianists. I don't know how to curb that other than just fighting them. at every point that they bring up their, that they open their mouth, at every point that they sit there and try to shut down a church nativity scene somewhere. People need to be out there at every point where they sit there and try to denigrate some fallen, you know, Marine or Army or
right.
Air Force or veteran at a funeral. These people need to be put asunder.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and guys, we're
going
to be going
to.
Off the air in about 26 seconds. So
okay, go ahead.
If you're in the chat room, go ahead. And if you wanted to call in, you can do that. If not, we're going to be going. But very good points there, Bing, because we've got to make noises. Because that's all we've got right now. You know, and here's the numbers, 202-224-3121. Call your senators that goes to the switchboard in Washington and let them know to vote against this. But it is. It's all about sovereignty. It's about Agenda 21, and it's about the communist goals, making UN the governing body. We don't need the UN making treaties for the United States. We are a sovereign nation. We live by the Constitution and not by some collective body of governments that don't have our best interests at heart. And that's just something we got to keep in mind. So thank you all for calling in or listening in. And you'll find us here again next week, same time, same place. Billy be on Thursday.
7 p.m. Central Time, not Eastern.
7 p.m. Central Time. Okay.
So, yeah, that'll be Thursday.
Okay, sounds good. And thank you guys for calling in.
See you later.
All righty. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Brenda. Bye.